and Morning Show.
My station.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That section.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it!
I didn't add
you
it!
Added that.
I
yes,
didn't even
you
know
did.
It!
You can be my new
thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Song is the song that Apollo Creed came out to in Rocky IV when he fought Ivan Drago.
Mm-hmm. I have danced to that song many times on USO tours.
Oh,
we've done handshake tours, yeah.
What? Lorraine?
What?
Get up out of your seat.
I know.
Come on. Start dancing, Lorraine.
Listen, it was like 10 years ago. I don't even know that I could tell you a whole 8 count of it right now.
Can you do
maybe.
This? Here we go. Get on up. Yeah, she's going, y'all.
Okay, that's woo! All I know.
Another great segment for radio.
Yeah, nobody can see me dance.
Oh, man, no. Today we will continue our annual tradition.
Yes, of our summer kickoff with the legendary Friday free-for-all, and we have a pair of, it's not Speedos.
I know, I have a bone to pick with you.
Buddy, I couldn't find Speedos, so I got, these are like, well... It's underwear, but it's also, it's like mesh.
Yeah, but...
It says Merca, and it's definitely patriotic, but how big are they?
They're short, but they're not, it's not a Speedo. Our tradition is a Speedo.
He's gonna look fine in them. I saw the picture.
Yeah.
Based on picture alone, I made the purchase, and
is
I stopped looking.
Is it enough room for
oh,
the...
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's a hump.
Okay.
So anyway, this dude, his name's Eric. He actually was filling in for Cameron yesterday. He works part-time here on the radio show and or on the radio station. And what?
These are bigger than my gym shorts.
They're pretty big.
He'll
bud.
Fit. I got him a large. Should I got him a medium?
I don't know. Those are
I think you
should
have got a Speedo.
They didn't have a Speedo.
We could have gone across the street.
Where? To a Speedo store?
No, isn't there a... An adult store right there?
Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
They're not going to have an American Speedo. That ain't their thing.
You know, their thing is
50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, but I think that they would have a Speedo.
Lingerie.
Lotions over there.
I think that's where
there.
We got it last time.
Something religious, obviously.
Something religious.
He's going to be fine. His name is Eric, although we're thinking of if he's coming on board our show to help us do some, you know, things in the morning, we'll change his name to Muscles because he's huge.
Yeah.
But the tradition continues where we will kick off our legendary free-for-all at 7:45 with him jumping into a pool.
I still think that every time he comes in, he's flexing. He's like purposely mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He might be. I think he does push-ups in the hallway before
then
he comes in.
Then he walks in.
Then he walks in.
Whatever you got to do.
So I had to pick up producer Joaquin this morning.
Why?
Well, something happened with his car. He's got a 3 Series. What's that?
Yeah, it's a BMW.
Okay, so he gets in the car. He goes, don't ever buy a 3 Series.
Well.
Like, okay. Yeah. I don't have that money, A. And right. B, okay. And he goes, yeah, he broke his key fob, so he can't get into the car.
But he was in here chirping yesterday about how he could open it and fix it himself with a knife or something.
He told me he tried to saw it, and he broke it.
Yeah.
So now he can't get in. Now his car's useless because he doesn't have a key.
Well, he has to go to the dealership.
That's an expensive key, too.
Apparently, Pops is an electrical engineer, and he's on his way down to fix it, but it's a whole thing. Anyway, I picked up Joaquin, and we drove, and he was really good because I don't like to talk too much in the morning. Loren knows that when we drive together sometimes, it just has to be, you have to warm up.
Yeah. I'm the same way even getting in the elevator.
Yeah. So we listened to a little Stern, a little sports talk, and it was pretty good. Not really. Not really. We talked about sports a little bit, but he was a good passenger.
Okay.
Wow. Good for you, Joaquin. You read a room.
Yeah, he was good. And he lives in an apartment.
Yeah.
You know,
is
so
it
I'm
near
like,
you or something?
Not too far.
It's South Charlotte.
Yeah, it's kind of over by the Ballantyne Resort area off of Johnston Road, 485.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the name of the apartments if you want.
Go ahead.
It was, I think, something garden.
Don't put his stuff on the streets.
Oh, okay.
We don't need to know the name, Amy.
Okay. Plantation Park Boulevard.
Whoa. I don't think that's a road Sterling would like.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, man.
Oh, man.
I think they should just get rid of the word plantation altogether.
Oh, yeah?
It freaks me out, man.
I don't know.
Like when we went through the Museum of Waxhaw.
Yeah.
They had some,
oh
they
my doing gosh,
they had some reenactments.
They were doing a reenactment.
That wasn't good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not from the South, so I don't know. A plantation is just, have them?
Yeah, they're farms.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a good time to celebrate.
Roy and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1. Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you guys are heading into a 3-day weekend. That'd be nice. Loren, I know there's a ton of stuff going on in celebrity gossip that we're going to get into coming up here in just about 10 minutes or so. With Harvey Weinstein had to turn himself in.
Yeah.
And, gosh, I thought that was done. I thought he was already, you know.
Yeah.
What, did he turn himself in for the allegations?
Well, I don't know. We'll find out from Loren.
Yeah,
I thought he was out of the country in rehab still, but apparently he wasn't.
No, I think he had, I think he checked himself out of rehab like 2 weeks in.
Okay.
Huh.
Today's National Wine Day.
Yeah. I brought a pink champagne, by the way.
It's also National Brown Bagot Day.
Brown Bagot Day?
Which is what you do. You brown bag it in the morning.
Sometimes, yeah.
Even though it's not a brown bag, you bring your food in.
I typically bring food in, yeah.
Yeah.
In a lunchbox or...
And Roy's hilarious because at like 5:55 he's eating a sandwich.
Right.
It's or not fried rice. Yeah. Like, it's not breakfast food.
It's dinner food.
Yeah, you have dinner food for breakfast.
I bring leftovers.
That's fine. It's just, it's funny to me. Like, you know, it's like an odd thing. It's like soup.
Yeah.
5:55.
In the morning, chicken noodle.
Oh, man. Yeah, the other day we were walking down the street coming back from, we went to lunch, Nicole, Loren, and I. And Nicole goes, or wait, no, it was you. Who was it?
It was me.
Yeah.
The spoiler alert, it was me.
Nicole and I and Loren are walking down the street, and Loren goes, oh, you know,
we were talking about a specific character. I won't say who it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then I said, oh, well, you know, that person dies in the new movie.
And we were like, whoa.
But I thought you guys had all seen the movie at that point.
No. No.
Sorry.
But, I mean, what is the time, Roy? We'll go to you. What is the time for spoiler alerts to be, you know, to be up? Like, in other words, can somebody tell me how Black Panther ends at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. The time's up.
Yeah.
What is the time, though?
Like, when it's out of
theaters? If it's like a movie?
Yeah. Movie, TV show, Netflix series?
I would say after the second week.
Really?
Thank you. Then I was in the clear.
Yeah. You're early. Producer Nicole, what is the time? What's the proper time on spoilers? Like, you stream a ton of stuff. Like, do you have the right to come in here and tell me how, you know...
You know, I'm not the person to ask because so often Lauren tells me that my least best quality is that I'm a spoiler alert.
Oh, see, then you can't say anything either.
Yeah, but like I don't do it to you guys. I do it to her because I have to Google things. So when I'm watching a movie and I'm like anticipating, like, I don't know why I'm this way. It's not that I'm proud of it. I really dislike that I'm like this, but I have to Google how it ends.
You get excited
if
over
if I'm invested in a character and I'm like, oh God, this person's gonna die, then I have to Google and make sure that they're not.
So
I'm the same way.
Hold on. Okay.
I read the end of books before, like, I'll start a book and then when it starts to get very like stressful and the drama all kicks in, I have to then go read the end of the book and then go back and read the middle. Me too.
Oh my God. That's what the idea of a book is. It's the build up.
Yeah, the build up.
But
yeah,
I need
suspense.
To know everything's going to be okay in order to enjoy the ride.
So one of the biggest watch shows in television history is Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
So there I am rolling in today. And there's Nicole on like a spoiler page.
You stop being dramatic. It was not a spoiler. She was talking about filming. There was no spoiler in that.
The Khaleesi. What's her name? Emilia Clarke?
Mm-hmm.
She says that she's shocked by the ending. That's all I'll say. And so now Nicole and I are sitting here going, well, what's going to happen?
Well, you were asking then.
But she told me first. She read the comment first. And
it's
now I already know.
It's all over prep.
It's not a spoiler.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think we have to be quiet with these shows, unfortunately.
Well, stop listening.
What about, how do you feel about sports?
Sports is different.
Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
So I'm probably going to agree with you on this, but my husband feels the same way about sports as he does a movie. Like, he will DVR something and stay off of social media until
really?
He gets to watch it. And
so,
I'm like,
yeah.
No, that's not
that's
how
too
it
much
works.
Work.
I'm over here, like, checking score updates. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, stop.
My neighbor's a big Yankee fan. And they were in the playoffs in October. And I would text him. I'd be like, oh, bro, you're in big trouble. He goes, stop. I'm DVRing it so I can fast forward through the commercials.
That's
weird. You
got to
watch it live,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, I can't watch sports like that.
You got to watch it with the commercials so you get pee breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right, Loren will get us all caught up on celebrity gossip coming up with the Dirty on the 30, coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Maney, Roy, and Loren. RL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
What? So early?
Hey, people wake up with us at this time. You went to kiss95.1.com, told us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show, and you're just waiting for your name to be called.
Well, at 6:20, Christine Devine turns on the MRL Morning Show.
Mm.
So, if you are listening, Christine Devine of Iron Station, we're waiting for you to call and claim your $500.
Iron Station, that sounds like that's like a Game of Thrones city.
Yes.
I must go see Christine Devine.
I have to walk 4 miles northeast in the cold to Iron Station.
Take me to the wall of Iron Station.
Listen up, Christine. Call 704-570-9595 to claim yo $500.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Will Smith, we talked about that him this week because he released a new song and he's going to be coming out with a new song as well for the FIFA World Cup. But he's also addressing breakup rumors for him and his
Obama
wife.
Obama murder all over the globe. Guilty, Your Honor. I'ma become a Mormon. Marrying Halle, Rihanna. I'm an anomaly. Do drama or comedy. I could play Muhammad Ali or a white lady. Probably still.
Meanwhile, his wife, Jada, came out in the news this week and said that she's suffering from alopecia and she's losing her hair. So she's been wearing turbans lately and people have been wondering why.
Okay.
So she did address that as well.
I knew someone who is alopecia.
Yes.
And she's beautiful and she had to wear wigs and she would openly talk about, you know, what a serious illness it was. And I had never heard of it. You know, this was like back in 2003-ish.
Sure. And the other cool thing I saw, Loren, about Will Smith is like how he was actually like after he, because he first was like a rapper, I guess, and he spent all of his money and he was broke. And then, so
really?
He was broke. And so he then got rich again from the Fresh Prince.
Mm.
But so he was like dead broke and he had no money.
Yeah, he had parents just don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Well, didn't Jada and his first wife sit down and do like a one-on-one too recently? And that was like...
I need to watch that.
But and it was so strange because they're friends, but like they came for each other. Like they talked about like dissing each other early on and how they couldn't get along. And it it was very interesting.
Hey, I just... Great marketing by this whole Smith family because like Will Smith's been around for... A long time.
Yeah.
And we're still, and he's still keeping himself relevant.
And him and Jada have been married for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Celebrating 20 years this year. So, Nene, you mentioned Harvey Weinstein has to turn himself in today, which is very true. He is facing charges of sexual allegations, and he's saying that it was all consensual. However, there's these two women which are, have charges against him, and that is why he is turning himself in right now.
Okay.
So I guess there might have been like a statute of limitations for some of the other women, but these two women specifically are the reason that he's turning himself in. There's also another investigation going on for him as far as fraud goes. So financial fraud, he's also facing a case there as well.
And then it was in the news yesterday too that Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
Is being accused, and he released a statement apologizing to anyone that he basically like he was totally not, you know, surprised by the allegations. It sounds like
The Chew has been canceled after 7 seasons, which I'm honestly surprised it lasted that long.
It was boring. It really was bad. It was a bad show.
Yeah. Good
what
Morning
time
America.
Was it on here?
Pretty early because Good Morning America, I guess, will take over the that third hour now.
Okay.
And their final show will be June 14th. Do we have time for Adam Levine?
Sure.
He did a carpool karaoke.
Okay.
And I forget like how much I love Adam until he starts singing.
This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger.
It's Corbin's baby, man.
Yeah.
We just put the video up at kiss951.com if you want to see it. So,
all right.
That's your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. We were looking for somebody. Let's see if we found him.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
They're acknowledging what happened.
What happened?
I hit the button and he hit the button at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what happens when two people hit the button at the exact same time.
We're looking for who, Loren, to give away $500 and wake up and win?
Christine Devine.
Do we have Christine Devine?
We do.
Where are you calling us from?
Currently, I'm in North Charlotte.
Okay. Well. Are you from Iron Station, just so we know?
I am from Iron Station.
Okay, we just want to make sure it pans out, you know.
Right.
If you said the right Spartanburg,
we might be suspicious. Christine and Iron Station, you wake up and listen to the MRL show at what time?
6:20.
Yep, that is her.
Good for you. Congratulations. You're $500 richer.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. We randomly go through and pick out people's names every day, and someone gets $500, and today it's you. What do you do with the cash?
I'm taking a trip to Pennsylvania. I'll use it for that.
Cool. There you go.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for waking up to the MRL Morning Show.
What are you currently doing right now? Making coffee?
I kind of wanted to know that, too.
No, actually, I drive school bus.
Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome. Christine's one of the good ones.
I know she is.
All right. Well, you be safe. We'll let you off the phone, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Enjoy your $500. Oh, students, I won $500.
I know. I always wonder, like, when people, like, sound busy at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what could you possibly be doing?
Right. Good for her. Yeah. Hey, we got to talk about the royal wedding. I know it was last week that we were all in a frenzy, but some news came out about the royal wedding. The Queen has Meghan taking lessons in this, and we'll discuss it coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're going to tell you what the Queen is making Meghan Markle do coming up here in just about 60 seconds. But did you guys hear the story out of Portland, Oregon?
About?
No. I think maybe I did. I don't want to say no.
That was very broad.
Very open-ended. Amazon is apologizing to a Portland, Oregon woman after her Alexa device recorded a private conversation and sent it out to someone on her contact list.
That would be my luck. Do you know that would be my luck? I would be talking smack. And it would pick up, like, the keywords and be like, sending to blah, blah, blah.
Earlier this month, the woman and her husband got a call from someone who works for her husband. The employee said he had gotten a recording of a private conversation in the couple's home. The couple told Amazon what happened, and the company apologized and said its engineers are going to fix the problem.
I didn't know Alexa could record you like that.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, they can hear you. I would assume there's a recording device in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and no word on what the conversation was about, but I think it's pretty cool that the employee who got the message sent to him, you know, got the audio sent to him, reached out to them.
Yeah.
By the way, when this happens, like, it just sets my parents back from embracing technology like five more years. Because I can hear it now. You know, up in Oregon, it's recording. I don't trust that device. It's recording people. You need to get away from them. He'll call it Jennifer. You need to get away from Jennifer. I don't trust her. You know, something like
Alexis.
That. You know. Allie. I don't trust Allie. You know, it's never the right name.
Remember that cartoon we had of that family from, like, New York?
Yes. Yeah.
The grandma. Why are you being so mean to it? Ma, just call it by name. So the Queen, according to the Daily Mail, has Meghan Markle taking 6 months of Duchess lessons. That's right. The Queen has arranged for 6 months of royal protocol training.
I didn't know that existed.
I would assume that's like finishing school.
What's that?
Like where you go and learn how to be a proper lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's not expected to start duchessing without some kind of training. And it's going to happen over the next 6 months. The Queen has chosen one of her senior aides to train Meghan to act like a member of the royal family.
Samantha Cohen, my private secretary, will be advising Meghan on how to be a queen, a princess.
I mean, how much training do you really need?
Well, I'm sure there's a proper way to curtsy and hold your teacup and greet your adoring fans.
You remember that movie?
Yes.
What was that movie where the girl had to learn how to become a princess?
Princess Bride, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Princess Diaries?
Princess Diaries. That's what it is. It. Yes.
Such a good movie.
The new Duchess, by the way, she apparently is ready for it, ready for the assignment. Like, because that's the thing is she has nothing else really to do now at this point. She can't act anymore. Mm-hmm. She can't do appearances unless it's like philanthropy. Somebody told me that they felt like she was going to get bored.
I think she'll be bored.
One of her personal friends was saying it, and somebody told me about it, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Did you see I know we've talked about this, but at the wedding, two of Harry's exes were there, and it came out this week that he had like a tearful conversation with,
girl.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that.
Why?
Just at 7, Prince Harry had a tearful call with the ex before the wedding. And we need to find out if anybody else had an ex call them before they got married.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what's the deal with that?
I want to know that conversation with Harry now.
She apparently was having a really hard time letting go, and then they kept showing her at the ceremony.
Oh, poor Meghan.
Hey, real quick, John Oliver on HBO did a whole recap of all the local news organizations across the country last Friday talking about the royal wedding using like really bad British accents like we do.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're just one of the herd.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor.
Hello. Tally-ho. No.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio, everyone.
Cheerio, everyone.
Cheerio this morning.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. I've made it to merry old England.
And the room.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
You cheeky monkey.
Tally-ho. How do we not make it?
I don't know. Your queen mummy's better than that.
Yes.
Tally-ho.
Maybe a spot of tea?
Spot of tea.
A spot of tea?
A spot of tea?
A spot of tea?
Spot of tea.
We do have 3 accidents in town this morning.
Cheerio. You know, the last time we spoke with some type of accent, we made it on HBO.
We did. That's right, the Joan Oliver show. Yes, maybe we'll do it again. What do you say?
From the town of Windsor.
How did we not get on that? Well, you know, we don't say the cliche, a spot of tea. We don't do that. We just typically just do a bad impersonation.
Right, and really insult the royal family. We're deeper than that.
Right.
Bring me my royal toilet.
No.
WCCB.
The water closet there, by the way.
The local news station with our buddy Derek James. They got on
because
their traffic guy, I think his name is Chuck Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
He's in a giant hat.
He's dressed as the Queen's guard.
As a Bobby.
Yeah.
All right, War of the Roses is coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Is Allison's thought that because she's pregnant, is that why her man might be cheating on her? We'll find out. We test the relationship in under 10.
Now it's your turn. At Brooks, your exit 11. It's in the left lane. Looks like fire department's on scene, so give these folks some extra room to work. Elsewhere, trouble on South Tryon, just south of West Boulevard. Traffic brought to you by Mattress Warehouse. Save up to $1,000 on major national brands this week at Mattress Warehouse. Or upgrade to an adjustable base for free. Visit sleephappens.com for locations.
So I'm taking my dog Callie to Myrtle Beach this weekend.
Yeah, the weather looks great.
It doesn't. I think it just said 4 to 6 inches of rain, Myrtle Beach.
And Roy is so chapped about it.
That's a non-refundable room. I'm just a little upset. But anyways, Callie came into my life because of the North Mac Animal Rescue.
Yay.
So you can go look at Kiss 95.1's Pet of the Week, brought to you by Social Pet Hotel and Day Spa and Daycare, and see other animals up for adoption with the North Mac Animal Rescue.
So we found out that Prince Harry did something for his ex before he got married. We're going to discuss that. Plus, a man in an American flag Speedo walks into the studio in 3 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we're going to be talking about something that Prince Harry did right before he got married, which is just very interesting to us. And please switch on over, if you can, to Facebook Live if you want to watch what's about to happen.
If you like men in really skimpy short shorts and big muscles, then Facebook Live is going to be right for you.
Right. Kiss 95.1 on Facebook. Eric, he works in our promotions department, and he wants to do more stuff on the MRL Morning Show. So it's been a tradition that every year we jump into a pool and the American way, wearing an American Speedo.
And
kick off summer.
It's kind of like our Memorial Day rite of passage, right? Send in the boy.
I'm too sexy for my love.
Really? You choose this song as the option? Oh, my God.
Harry is.
What is happening?
That's hilarious.
He's known as the name Muscles, I believe.
Right.
And he's here wearing an American flag. Not a Speedo.
It's
They're
not
like
a Speedo.
Skimpy, tiny white. How's it look, Loren?
They say America on them.
Did you think they were going to be smaller?
I didn't know. I thought they would be. I thought it was going to be like legit Speedo, and I was a little nervous about that one.
I got a large. I should have went medium or small.
I told you.
When I looked at them, I was like, I hope these fit, but it's all right.
They do look a bit
big. Do a spin for a
Do a spin. He's spinning over. Like show him the butt. Oh, my gosh.
So to continue the tradition of kicking off the unofficial start to summer, you're going to be jumping into a pool. Got a little speech written out that you're going to say before you jump?
I've got some patriotic stuff I can say.
Okay.
I'm going to let it let you wait for that.
All right. Did you get a towel?
No, I didn't, because I didn't think about that. I grabbed everything else walking out the door this morning, but didn't think about a towel at all.
Oh, they are going crazy on Facebook.
Yeah. I read some comments.
He looks like a cast member to Magic Mike, basically. holy hotness. Oh, my God. He looks hot. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yes. Eric's sitting in here with no shirt on, works out a lot, and he's got just like the skimpiest American flag tighty whities on. We'll get a picture up too at the MRL show. You can keep them, bro.
Oh, you don't want them back?
No.
No, there's no
return policy on tighty whities here on the show. All right. So in a half hour from now, you'll jump into the pool to kick off the free-for-all and to get us going into the summer, okay?
Awesome.
There he is, Eric. Right. Go answer. Do a Q&A on Facebook Live.
Yeah. And when you go to my apartment, make sure you wear a shirt. I don't want to draw attention. You know what I mean?
I wasn't going to say that, but yes, it's Roy's pool that he'll be jumping into.
Yeah.
How many stories up is that pool over South End?
11
stories?
Right?
Nice.
11. It's a good view of the city.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So it's not. Okay, I was totally thinking it was on the ground.
And a gentle jump. Don't dive. We don't want injuries.
I expect a full cannonball.
No, it's four,
that's fine.
It's only 4 feet deep.
That's fine, but please be careful.
Actually, in case anyone at my apartment complex is listening, there's no jumping allowed, so don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Do it.
You better jump. Okay.
But don't.
There
do
he
it.
Goes. Muscles, his name is. And if you do this stunt really well, then next week we'll have you back to do some more fun stuff. Okay. You pitched a bunch of ideas to us earlier in the week.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
We've
good.
Been sitting on them.
I forgot
okay.
to tell you that they all have to be with my clothes off.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It. Facebook will love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a straight
no.
guy and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
All right. Get out of here. Now you're distracting.
Yeah.
Go to CBS and get a towel.
Okay.
They'll have them.
Yeah,
but right. don't change.
Just wash.
Yeah. Hey, I need a towel really quick.
Sherlock, just wearing America's
hello
underwear.
Happy Memorial Day. Do you have a towel?
They where's give the beach?
You, they would no. You know what? They wouldn't give you a towel. They're like, oh no, we're sold out. You're gonna have to stay like this.
Let me go look in the back. Meanwhile, she jumps on the security cam.
Yeah, watching.
All right. All right. Thank you. So we'll check in with you guys in a little bit. So Prince Harry has the story shocked all of us, and we're all feeling a different type of way here in the studio about it.
Huh.
I'm
just kidding.
Focus.
That's
totally why
we
kicked muscles out.
Yeah. So Prince Harry, he did something that I think is kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say distasteful, but I wouldn't have personally done it myself. Roy thinks it's just fine. But he called one of his exes, Chelsea Davy, before he got married. And they had this like tearful goodbye over the phone.
That is so interesting to me. So interesting that he decided to call the ex.
Yeah, and I mean, they dated for a really long time. They were on and off again from like 2014 to 2010. So that's a big chunk of your life that you spent with somebody. I just don't know
to
if
me
I would have done it.
And to me, it sounds like, Roy, and I know you feel the opposite. And by the way, get in on this conversation right now, please. Did the ex ever call you before he or she got married? 704-570-9595, because my first thought process is almost like, ha-ha, I'm getting married, and it's not to you.
I think it's a kind gesture. I think it's, you know, especially if you had a deep relationship with that person.
I think that's even more of a reason not to call them and or invite them to the wedding. Like, this girl sat through the wedding, and they kept showing her on TV. She almost didn't go to the wedding because of the whole phone conversation. She was so tore up over it.
Take the whole royal aspect out of it, and let's make this a little more normal in life, like a little more human. Did someone call you before they got married and said, hey, just to let you know, you were my last girlfriend. I found someone, and I'm getting married. Because to me, I don't know. Roy, I'm the, you think it sounds like a nice gesture. To me, it's kind of like, look at me. I'm so happy now.
See, and I feel differently than both of you do. I think it's almost disrespectful to the new someone, and I don't feel like you owe it to the old someone to tell them.
I agree with that, but I mean, that's why I feel like it's when he did that. What does the ex have to gain from it? Like, Roy, right? When you hang up, what do you?
I guess closure.
Yeah, but you got to think. In my mind, they had a serious relationship. They're probably on somewhat decent terms, good terms, if you're making that phone call. I think it's like just the kind thing to do. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be getting married. You know, I don't know. I see it as kind of like this nice, like you said, closure. End of the book. Mm-hmm. This is done. Nice thing to do.
I understand.
So funny because we're all hearing the same story and we're looking at it three different ways.
Right, totally. I think it's so nice.
Now, I will say this. If I was Chelsea Davy and he called me and was like, yeah, I'm getting married, and I would be tearful too. I'd be like, I was so close to being a princess.
Right? Yeah, and I'd be like, why are you telling me?
On Facebook, Sakura says I would hang up on him.
Right? That's the thing is like, where do you weigh in on this? Would you want your ex to call you and tell you that they were getting married? And if anybody had an ex do that, we would love to be walked through the process. Were you angry? Were you happy? How'd that work out?
If I was the new someone, I would not be happy about calling the old someone.
704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's morning show. Manny, Roy, and...
That's genius. Hurry to your Hyundai dealer today. The Hyundai Memorial Day event ends soon.
All right, most of the time, two out of the three of us will agree on something. This time through, though, when it comes to Prince Harry calling his ex before the wedding, we're all kind of looking at this from a different angle. I feel like it was Harry saying, sorry, you didn't make it, but I'm getting married. Ha ha.
I think it's a nice gesture saying, hey, you know, we had something special. This is a new chapter in my life, and you're closing the other chapter.
And I think it's just disrespectful to your new someone that you're calling the old someone.
It's so funny how we do not see at all with each other. Let's bring in Ashley from Statesville. How do you see this, Ashley? Ashley, Can you?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Turn your radio off and listen to us through your phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, you're fine. We're just on a major delay. We're actually in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So tell us, what's your take on this?
See, I think that's almost like a cry for help. Like, he's like, I'm going to call you and have this heartfelt conversation. And to me, that's like, I want you to come and, like, stop this wedding. Like, I still got feelings for you. I just think that's pretty weird.
So now that's a fourth theory.
Yeah. Yeah, I really feel like that, though. Like, you know, he just still has feelings. And if I was, you know, his wife now, you know, I would have not have been okay with that. Like, I would have stopped the wedding and be like, no, I can't do this until you figure out whatever.
Huh.
Oh, man. All right, Ashley.
So you think he's calling to say, give me a reason to not say I do.
Right.
Trying to leave that door open.
If the ex was like, are you sure you want to do this? Maybe the person, not, I'm taking it out of Harry's case now. I'm just saying the average person that was calling their ex before they got married might say, oh, really? You think that?
Let's talk with Sammy and Charlotte. Sammy, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I love listening to your show every morning on my way to work.
Thank you, Sammy. We recommend today not only listening, but at some point in the next, you know, 4 hours, go to at the MRL show so you can see our new street kid muscles.
Yeah. Oh, go, cool. It's on our Instagram stories. He has a
You'll love it,
there.
I promise. Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, Sammy. Go ahead and weigh in on the whole calling the ex after right before you're going to get married.
Yeah, so I actually recently got engaged, and me and my current fiance obviously talked about this beforehand, but I wanted to call my ex, who we dated for like 2 years, and we have a mutual respect and appreciation for each other, because I wanted to hear it from me and not like on social media or somebody else, and just kind of give him a heads up. And he was really happy for me. We just had a good like 5-minute conversation, and that was it.
That's exactly you, Roy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay, Sammy, thank you.
We just got a message onto Facebook from Lauren that says, I agree with the fourth theory. Why is he even thinking about his ex the night before the wedding?
Yeah.
I agree with that, too. And I think it's to kind of say, make sure you're watching me. This could have been you if you didn't screw it up.
But why, like, you would have to be a bitter individual to invite somebody to your wedding and then call them and say, hey, I wanted to give this like very tearful goodbye.
Yeah. All right. One more.
Ashley in Midland, you are live on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your theory?
My husband called his ex-girlfriend. They grew up together 3 days before our wedding. She was going through a big breakup, and he asked if he could go to dinner with her. And I was completely okay with that. And 5 years later, she's actually a really good friend of the family.
Hmm.
That's so interesting.
I think it just depends on where your heart's coming from.
Well, Ashley, the night before the wedding, he went to dinner with her?
Like 2 nights before, okay. Yeah.
And you were comfortable with that?
Yeah, because he was open about it, and I knew she was going through something, and that, like I said, they grew up together, and yeah.
Hmm. I think in that situation, I'd be like, move over, homegirl. I'm sitting right next to you. Yeah. I'll just go with them, you
he
know, if that was the case.
Wanted me to come. But I was like, no, y'all go.
Okay. Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and do you think that it was all in good taste? You don't think there was any part of him that said, like, hey, if you didn't screw up, this could have been you?
No, not at all, because we had went through stuff, and I knew he loved me from the bottom of his heart.
Right,
so.
Right. Okay, Ashley, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for weighing
in.
At
least he invited her, you know? It doesn't feel shady.
Nobody, and I had a lot of exes, and they've all been married. Nobody's called me to say, hey.
Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way, but maybe they don't feel like you're the one that got away.
No.
Oh,
thank
no.
Thank you, Lorraine.
I'm sorry.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
That truly is really the only reason that you would call somebody. Like, if you felt like they were the one that got away. And yeah. I kind of agree with the other person who called and said,
Hold on, Lorraine. I have to answer the phone.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hello? Yeah, hi, Manny. I just want to say thank you for ending things the way you did, because I'm so happy now I found the one that didn't get away.
because of you, I found out how bad men really are. And
no,
it opened my eyes.
I didn't mean it like that, Manny.
Okay, bye.
You never had a deep connection with somebody like you did,
Amanda. Glad you were so awful, so I found a good one.
Invitation not in the mail. Bye-bye.
I know what you mean, Lauren. I'm okay.
I didn't mean it like that. I know. I'm sorry. All right. Well, Nicki Minaj, we might have to wait a little longer for her album, The Queen. She did originally say that it was going to drop on June 15th, but announced on Instagram yesterday that it's been pushed back until August 10th.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a big pushback.
Yeah. So we're going to have to wait a little longer for that.
Maybe there's some issues.
You think? It's over a whole month.
What? All right. We'll get to it in a second.
All right.
I just have to pull it back up. Did you see the whole John Mayer thing? Mm. He put out a new song, and it's got a very interesting video to go along with it. So if you haven't seen the video for New Light yet, please go to kiss951.com and watch this, because he posted on Instagram that he was in a meeting and nobody could decide on the budget to the video for the song. And he just walked out of the meeting, walked down the street, and went to the first production company he found, which happened to be like a bar mitzvah and a birthday company,
okay,
who films the videos. So they did it, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Beyonce apparently taught her daughter to be a filthy rule follower and always follow the rules, because she was at the theater with her grandmother in Paris, and you weren't supposed to be allowed to video. And Blue Ivy very publicly scolded her grandmother on this video and said, "Hey, Grandma, you can't film.
Break the rules."
You're Beyonce's kid. You can do whatever you want.
By the way, I'm watching the news, Lauren. I was looking up at the TV, and Harvey Weinstein has just turned himself in to the police. Yeah. And there's people standing out there, and I want to hear the audio to hear if like people were shouting at him,
I'm
sure
they were.
Well, can you put TV audio on? Can you put the TV?
Gone. Oh, no, it's not.
Can you put it through the board or no? Oh, no, you can't put it through the board.
Okay. But they're going to talk over it, I'm
sure.
Oh,
yeah, they're screw this. I don't want to hear them talk about it. So he's
wait. Hold on. Maybe you can hear it. People are just yelling questions.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way anybody can hear this.
So if you missed it, Harvey Weinstein is turning himself in today based on two women who were, I guess, inside of the statute of limitations for the sexual misconduct. And he's also being investigated for financial fraud as well. So there's a couple different investigations. The mighty have fallen.
I hope this dude gets everything coming to him.
Just
I have absolutely no sympathy for him.
100%. If you're looking for summer concerts this morning, GMA, they've got their summer concert going on, which is Sting and Shaggy. And then the Today Show, what?
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish.
What did I say?
What's Shaggy? What's the next one?
Okay, you have GMA has Shaggy and Sting.
And
Today Show
Darius
has
Darius Rucker.
And I feel slighted because we have the Legendary Friday Free-for-All with a summertime theme song list.
Okay.
That's all.
There you go.
That was the look I was giving.
Okay. Wasn't sure where that was going.
Let's go and play Can't Be the Rent. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
And enjoying the warm weather. Save big this summer at Once Upon a Child. 5 locations in the Charlotte area: Concord, Gastonia, Matthews, Pineville, and Rock Hill. Visit onceuponachildcharlotte.com.
My wife Amanda and I were watching a DIY show the other day. You know, like Brother Flippers or Friend Flips, whatever. Yeah. There's so many different shows, and they're spending money and going over their budget all the time just so that they can get a new feel for their house. Like, we're so bored of our house being the same thing. And I thought, geez, all you have to do is get your carpets cleaned.
That's true.
And it saves you a ton of money, and it's like your house is brand new.
Well, Minnie and I, we trust Zero Res to do that. And, you know, baby Cash has been sick the last few days, and all he wants to do is lay on the ground and watch TV. And I know that he's safe down there. There wasn't a bunch of chemicals pumped into my rugs. Zero Res uses that empowered water that is safe for your kids and pets.
Okay, so you can Google it if you don't believe us, and you'll find different, you know, carpet cleaning companies, because Zero Res isn't the only one.
Mm-mm.
And yeah, you might get sucked in by the coupon 70% off deal for Memorial Day weekend. That's fine. You're going to get chemicals in your carpet and it's not going to work because they don't have the empowered stuff that Zero Res does.
Plus, with Zero Res, you can walk on your carpets in no time.
So call them and take advantage of this deal. Three rooms for $119.
The number is 704-509-4488, or you can check them out online at zeroreschcharlotte.com.
Hey, Charlotte, it's time to...
Tom today for special Memorial Day savings, Casper.com.
We got Can't Beat Lorraine coming up with Debbie and... Dee Dee and Ella on the phone. Can't Beat Lorraine brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts go-tos, two breakfast sandwiches for two, three, or $5. Got a $100 Dunkin' Donuts gift card on the line. Can't Beat Lorraine coming up in 3 minutes.
It's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Dee Dee and Ella, welcome to the Manny, Ryan, Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys are playing Can't Beat Lorraine today.
Yes, ma'am.
What school are you off to right now?
Heritage Middle School.
Where's that?
It's in Valdez, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah,
shout out to Valdez. So today, Lorraine's got a little pressure on her. We have a live studio audience with us. Kelly, who watches us on Facebook Live, has come up to visit. So kick Lorraine out of the studio so we can get playing.
Lorraine, get out of the studio.
All right, I'm going.
Don't feel pressured, Lorraine.
Yes, and Lorraine is leaving the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook, you'll see that she's out of the studio.
Right,
where
Kelly?
She cannot hear the questions. She's out. You can confirm that, Kelly. Okay. Here we go.
Question number one, Dee Dee and Ella in Valdez. It just came out that Prince Harry and ex Chelsea Davy had an emotional parting call just days before the wedding. Who did the prince just marry?
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
The prince Harry just married who?
What was her name?
She was an actress on Suits. USA Today. USA Network.
Meghan Minkle.
Okay, question two. Bella Hadid forced The Weeknd to delete Selena Gomez. Selena is part of Taylor Swift's group of friends, also known as the what?
Taylor Swift's group of friends, also known as the what? Ooh,
Three, two.
She's hanging out with her.
That one.
Okay, no answer there. That's all right. Will Smith is returning to music in his latest song, and he put to rest all the divorce rumors with his wife. Who is Will Smith's wife? What's her name? Jada.
Well, we know her last
Jada
name.
Jada Pinkett.
Her last name is...
Yeah. What?
Jada?
Mm-hmm. Pinkett. What's her last name?
Smith.
There we go.
There you go. You guys got one.
Yeah.
Can't let you go down.
We can't let you go down. At least one.
All right. Days after his coaching job on The Voice, Adam Levine joined what late night host on Carpool Karaoke?
What's his name? Oh, gosh.
Come on, Ella.
Oh, gosh, I know this.
It's not the Jimmys.
Ella knows all of them when she's in the car listening. Yeah. Right now, she's having a tough time, and that's okay. Question number five. The Coca-Cola 500 is this weekend. And Will Ferrell stars as what race car driver in the movie Talladega Nights? Will Ferrell's character's name is?
Ricky Bobby.
Hey!
There we go.
Come on in.
All right, the wrench, you got two correct.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous because I'm standing out there. I felt like that took a really long time.
It did. That means you got to go faster.
Okay.
I'm really bad at this.
Oh, I'm not good at speed rounds.
All right, here we go, Ella. Let's see how she does, Dee Dee and Ellen Valdez. It just came out that Prince Harry and his ex had an emotional parting call just days before the wedding. Who did the prince just marry?
Meghan Markle.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Dee Dee and Ella got that incorrect. They said Meghan Minkle. 1-0.
Okay, question two. Bella Hadid forced The Weeknd to delete Selena Gomez. Selena's part of Taylor Swift's group of friends, also known as?
The Squad.
The Squad is correct. Unfortunately, though, they had no answer for that one. 2-0.
Okay, Will Smith's returning to music, and in his latest song, he put to rest all the divorce rumors with his wife. Mm-hmm. She is?
Jada. Megan Smith.
That is correct, and they got that correct as well. It's 3-1.
Days after his coaching job on The Voice was completed, Adam Levine joined what late-night host on Carpool Karaoke?
James Corden.
That is correct. No answer from Dee Dee and Ella. It is 4-1.
And with the Coca-Cola 600 this weekend, Will Ferrell stars as what race car driver in the movie Talladega Nights?
Oh, I can't remember his name.
Ricky Bobby.
I don't know why that just came to me, but it's Ricky Bobby.
That is correct. They got that correct as well. Final score 5-2. Lorraine, you got 28 wins.
Whoa!
28.
Look at you.
Dang. All right.
Wow.
Dee Dee and Ella, I'm so sorry. You know what I want to hear before we let you go.
Yep. Say the phrase.
Dee Dee and Ella, we cannot beat Lorraine.
Thanks
for playing, guys.
Thanks, guys, so much. Hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. And speaking of Memorial Day weekend, we got the legendary Friday free-for-all. And to kick things off, we have Eric, or as we call Muscles. He's wearing a America Speedo-ish. What is that? What'd you call that?
Tidy whitey. With an American flag all over him.
And he's going to jump into a pool to kick off the summer. So we're going to be checking in with them and the legendary Friday free-for-all in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Kiss 95.1, home of
Memorial Day weekend is here, and that's, of course, when we honor all of the military men and women who have chosen America to defend, like a superhero movie.
Right. And the only way I know one of the many ways we can honor them is through our friends at Diamonds Direct. You know, they're offering an extra 15% savings to all active military, veterans, police, firefighters, and emergency medical responders.
And it's no doubt everyone loves to shop at Diamonds Direct. They've got the guaranteed best price on diamonds in the United States. And they'll teach you through diamond education. So if you don't know anything about it, you don't feel like you're being taken advantage of, there's no games. It's just, you know, they're very upfront
and
transparent. Yeah.
You get what you get. And my mom was just blown away that you get a free lifetime warranty on every purchase. No charge ever for sizing and cleaning. It's true, and it's all at Diamonds Direct.
Go see our friends, Diamonds Direct on Sheeran Road across from the South Park Mall.
I wanted to major in nursing.
Winter Haven, a crash. Johnston Road at Ballantyne Commons Parkway, a collision clearing up. And they had trouble with the signals, Old Pineville at Tivola. Traffic brought to you by Conn's Home Plus. Conn's Home Plus, where you'll find incredible deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and electronics during the 4-day Memorial Day sale now through Monday.
Turn your radios up.
Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job.
Yeah.
And you ain't got
nothing. Oh, yeah.
Last Friday night.
This is the legendary Kiss 95.1 Friday Morning Free-for-All. Driven by HendrickCars.com. The Friday Morning Free-for-All starts now. Crank it up.
It has been a tradition here on the MRL Morning Show to kick off the Friday Free-for-All with someone wearing an American Speedo underwear jumping into a pool. We got Eric, also known as Muscles, on the phone. Hey, Eric.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hey, bud. Are you ready to do a cannonball?
I'm here at Roy's pool somewhere in the Uptown with a beautiful view of Uptown.
Yeah.
I'm a little chilly, though. I'm not going to lie. It's a little breezy up here.
All right, man. We'll kick things off. Jump into that
pool.
I'm
ready to go, though.
We are kicking off Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start to summer, and it starts when Eric hits that water. Go ahead, Muscles.
Let's go.
All right, guys. As Neil Armstrong once said, one small step for man.
Oh, boy.
But as I'm going to say, big giant backflop for Eric.
Okay.
So here we go. Winter's over. Summer is here. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he hit?
I don't know.
There's no splash. What?
He did the backflop. I told him the cannonball.
Of course this would fail. Only our show.
Oh, he had a great speak up and everything. Hold on. Here we go, Roy. There we go. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Here we go.
Friday. Here it is. The pool slightly transformed. Just a bit.
He's back. Muscles is back in the studio and alive and well.
Yes.
He made it out okay.
You got to go check out the video, kiss95.1.com. It'll be up there and at the MRL show. The official, unofficial start of summer is underway!
Yeah!
With me!
Discount Tire.
Kiss 90.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, you go.
Okay.
Now I want you to go.
Enjoy kissing. You go.
Hey, join AJ and Kiss 95.1 at American Freight this Saturday from 12 to 2 on 7201 Smith Corners Boulevard. Get great deals on furniture, living room packages as low as $398. Free layaway. Also, same-day delivery. It's awesome. American Freight this Saturday, 12 to 2 with AJ.
Also, join Kiss 95.1 at the grand opening celebration of Carolina Auto Source, Independence Boulevard, Friday, May 25th, 11 to 1. Free lunch, y'all. Free lunch and check out the awesome selection of used vehicles at an unbelievable low price. It's at Carolina Auto Source off of Independence Boulevard.
Charlotte's number one.
So, Adam Levine, he joined James Corden to do carpool karaoke. And not only, like, I always hear Maroon 5 songs, and I'm like, oh, God, that's such a good song. And you forget, you know? But they also got pulled over during their carpool karaoke.
Oh, that's funny. Do we have the audio of that?
Of them getting pulled over?
Yeah.
It might be at the end of the carpool clip.
Okay.
This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many
understand because they have a chase car that follows them when they're filming.
I guess they were moving too slowly at the time, and they were becoming a traffic hazard, okay. So the cop pulled them over.
Okay, I was about to say.
So I'm sure it was like the whole entourage was slowing down traffic, and the cop went lights and sirens and was like, hey.
God, I loved Adam Levine's Misery song. Remember that? I am in misery.
That was a while ago.
A long time ago. Yeah. Hot. Every video's got a bunch of hotties in it, though. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that.
Right.
All right. Well, Beyonce has taught her daughter to follow all the rules because Grandma and Blue Ivy were at a theater in Paris, and they were not allowed to film, but Tina was filming anyway, and Blue Ivy had to check her, and the video is now going viral, so if you want to see, you can check it out at kiss951.com.
Yeah, I remember when I was at Luke Bryan's Super Bowl party, and they like had a strict no photos.
Yeah.
And then I snuck a couple photos, and then someone got on the loudspeaker, just a reminder, no photos.
And you knew it was you?
And I'm like, I got busted.
Yeah,
I so got busted.
Yeah, but it was probably like you and 17 other people, so don't feel like you were alone.
Lauren, before you move on, I have a question for Kelly, who's in the studio. Kelly, come on over to this microphone here, if you would, please. Now, Kelly, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a fan do you think you are of the MRL show?
I'd say a 10.
A 10.
Oh, a 10. Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate that. Big fan, has been here since day one.
Day
we love
one.
It. We got feedback that people do not like when Roy and I interrupt Lauren during her dirty. As a diehard MRL show fan member, please be openly honest and tell us your thoughts on it.
Usually you guys are kind of giving her feedback whenever she, I don't think you guys really interrupt when I'm listening to it. I think it's just she's telling you something and you guys are kind of saying,
talking
oh my
it.
God.
Just like how friends
just, you guys
do.
You guys are in the studio. You guys are like family. So it's not like you guys are rudely interrupting what's going on.
Not the way the group saw it.
I know. I think
the way we perceive it.
But I think the group thought like she just does the headlines and she has to get through these stories. That's not what we do. We just talk about what's going on.
Okay.
It's a forum, an open forum, if you will.
Thank you,
Kelly.
Round table discussion.
Look at how good she is. She was on top of the mic, then she sat back down when she was done talking.
Yeah, I know. Come to the studio whenever
such
you want.
A good guess.
You gotta work the mic. No one ever knows how to work a mic. You do,
and she
though.
Said the right thing.
Yeah. Right.
So Harvey Weinstein has turned himself in this morning, and he is facing sexual misconduct allegations against two women specifically. That's the reason that he turned himself in today. They were inside that statute of limitations, and he's also facing financial fraud allegations as well, which is an ongoing investigation.
What a nightmare.
Yes.
Right.
And Morgan Freeman also got busted.
I know. And he released a statement as well apologizing. So,
what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
All right. So I found something for your little guys, your little furry friends.
Yes.
When you're trying to give them a bath, sometimes they don't want to sit still in the tub, your dogs. Huh? So now there is a suction cup treat holder that will hold their attention while you bathe them.
Okay.
This story means so much more to Roy now than it did
a month ago.
He would have been so tuned out a month ago, but now that he's a new pet owner.
Well, but hold on. Do you bathe Callie or do you have somebody else bathe Callie?
We just bathed her for the first time the other day, and she's terrified of me now. So I think I'm going to hire someone else to do it. Like literally every time I go into the bathroom, she darts.
Aww.
She darts away.
Well, maybe you need this, and you can give her a little treat while she's getting a bath.
She jumped out four times because Sterling was too busy filming her. And so water's going everywhere. I'm like, put the phone down. We got to keep the dog under control.
Put the Daily Callie. We need video.
I haven't seen any of these videos on the Daily Callie.
Well, that's why I told you got to get rid of the Daily. It's
that's
too
what
much.
He's doing. He's trying to he's trying to keep the social game
it's
for our dog
much.
On Instagram. Meanwhile, I got a dog just getting the whole bathroom wet and soak it. So it was bad.
That's what towels are for. All right. I want to see the video.
Go find out what Lauren likes. It's up on the website, kiss951.com. Hey, the 600 is this weekend, and we somehow have gotten in with all the NASCAR drivers. Austin Dillon, a big fan of the MRL show, Denny Hamlin, and now Ryan Blaney's about to call in to talk about he's on a TV show tomorrow night, plus the 600, and most importantly, cutting his hair.
Never,
big doings.
Never thought we'd become friends with NASCAR drivers. They actually find us amusing.
An exclusive with Ryan Blaney coming up. Charlotte's most eligible bachelor in less than 10 minutes.
Hey.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, joining the MRL Morning Show is the one, the only, number 12, Ryan Blaney.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the air.
Ryan Blaney, by the way, no stranger to radio, has his own podcast, and I've listened to it.
Is it good?
We might be in danger of our jobs.
I don't know about that. I could never replace you guys. But, yeah, that podcast is fun, man. We started that last year, and it honestly surprised me how well it did. You know, the reaction to the fans and how people come up to me at the racetrack all the time and say they enjoy it. And that makes me feel pretty good because we just talk, you know, nonsense. We talk racing to just random things we see throughout the week. And I think the main thing for wanting that podcast to do well was we have a decent amount of drivers on there. We've had our fair share of musicians and athletes, but, you know, drivers in NASCAR we've had on. It's just a show to make them feel comfortable and not feel like an everyday interview at the racetrack or things like that. They can just come and just hang out.
That's so, cool. Ryan, when can we get on a Glass Case of Emotions?
Yeah, how can we have a minute?
Well, I figured that since now I'm on your show, you got to come on mine. It's a trade-off.
There you go. I'm assuming you're a big Will Ferrell fan. Glass Case of Emotions.
Yeah, that's what it was named after.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I don't get it.
I'm in a glass case of emotions. Well, isn't that from Anchorman?
It was Anchorman.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now I got it.
Listen, I have a question. It's about NASCAR, and I'm sure it's just because of my ignorance. And I got to know, you're out there we've got the Coca-Cola 600. I mean, you're out there for a long time driving. What happens if you have to use a restroom?
You know, that is the most asked question I get.
Right.
And whenever someone comes to me like, hey, I have a question about NASCAR, I said, do you want to know what we have to do when we go to the bathroom?
I do.
Like, yeah, how'd you know? Like, because I'm psychic. the 600 this weekend, it is the longest race that we run. 600 miles that's a long time inside the race car. There's kind of two things that go on. You go right before you get in the car. You hydrate up all week, all day, and you go right before you get in the car. But also, you know, you're hydrating while you're racing as well, but you sweat it out. You know, I'll lose 5 pounds a race just by sweating. And so
lucky.
All that stuff just kind of comes out of you.
How hot does it get in those cars?
You know, it depends. We get into the summer months here. It's going to get warm. And, you know, it can get up to 125, 130 in the race car sometimes I've seen. And, that's it feels every bit of that, too.
Ryan, why are you coming into the pit? I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Number one or number two? We're kind of in a race right now.
Well, if I'm coming in, it's number two.
It's number two, y'all. It's number two. It's going to be, we're just going to cash out of this race.
Yeah. We're going to get you an adult diaper for the next one.
Yeah, I don't wish that on my worst enemy to have to do that in the middle of the race. That would be rough.
The Coca-Cola 600 is this Sunday, 6 p.m. On Fox. We actually have a pair of tickets we're going to give away coming up here in just a little bit.
Good.
Also, Ryan, big news this year in racing, you guys. Ryan Blaney cut his hair.
The biggest news. Yeah, the biggest news story. I got rid of it, but it's coming back. It's coming back pretty strong. You never know. The fans have been lobbying for me to keep it going, so I might just have to do that.
All right, maybe bringing it back. So Saturday night, you will be on NBC's hit show Taken. Will we see the long hair or the short hair?
Long hair and beard. Actually, I shouldn't even say beard. It's like a
scruff.
I can't grow a beard. I can't grow a beard. Yeah, it's as good as I can do. How about that? The long hair and beard will be on Taken. That was really fun to do. You know, we shot that up in Canada, up by the Toronto area, in the wintertime. And it was like -2 degrees Celsius. That's what they go off of there.
Yeah.
And but I don't care. It was like 20 degrees Fahrenheit, but it was still freezing. And we shot at night. So we shoot from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. for 2 days. And it was snowing and ground was wet, and they had me lay in this puddle. I'm like, this isn't for me. I'd much rather be in a hot race car than laying, freezing in this puddle working for 12 hours. But that was super cool. They were really great to me. Hopefully everyone tunes in. I've seen a little bit of the episode, and I thought it turned out pretty cool. There's a lot of action, you know, there's some car chases, a lot of gunfire, and it was really cool to do.
Ryan, what about, like, reality TV? Like, can we get you on The Bachelor?
Ooh.
No, I'm not a big reality TV fan.
But you are a bachelor.
No, I don't know about that.
Really?
I'm just single. I'm not a bachelor. I'm just single.
So listen, last week we were rooting for AD. This week we're pulling for Blaney.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's
in
do
the
it.
600. Yeah. Dude, good luck to you, man.
Should be great. Yeah, it's one of the coolest races. I mean, it's one of the most historic races NASCAR has.
No doubt.
Memorial Day weekend, you know, it's really cool. We have a lot of every single car honors a fallen military member. And
it's
great to have that memory and then to meet the service members that were there and meet their families. It's a very, very cool time. So hopefully people come out and really hope you enjoy it. And we'll wind up Victory Lane, hopefully. That'd be nice. That'd be a heck of a party afterwards. So we'll see if we can make that happen.
Absolutely, bud. Well, we can't wait to watch you. And when you win, we can't wait to get invited to your after party. And
good point. We're
very
that in there. Yeah.
Over there.
We're your lucky charm.
Yeah, man.
Remember, when you get into that car, think about MRO.
All right, we'll do.
Well, if you win, Roy will take all the credit.
Yeah. Ryan, come in and visit us one morning when you're not on the road. Swing by the studio, okay?
Yeah.
We'll have you on. I already have a segment in my head. We'll say, blame it on Blaney.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, love
and
advice
he's
going to
steal the idea and do it on his podcast now. Why'd
copyright,
you tell him?
Copyright.
Yeah, all right.
Copyright.
Yeah. All right, bud. Good luck, dude.
Right away. All right, thanks, guys. Still
the Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So we got tickets to the 600.
Whoop, whoop.
How cool is that?
Wait, I thought you meant we have tickets to the 600. To give away
to give
the 600.
Away, yes, very good point.
You have broken the dress code for NASCAR and cannot go to another race.
Really? Am I never invited back?
We don't broke that news on Tuesday, by the way. If you never heard that story, go check it out on the podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. No, but Ryan Blaney, his car number is 12. So why don't we take car 12 right now? You get a pair of tickets to go to the 600 on Sunday.
704-570-9595, car number 12. You get these tickets.
And thanks to Ryan Blaney for joining us.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
Congratulations to the winner of the Coca-Cola 600 tickets, Summer Ballard in Mount Holly.
You know, it's her first time calling the radio station, and she won tickets to the NASCAR race. How cool is that?
All you have to do is try. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
True. You know, it is the unofficial kickoff to summer, and the only way we could do it this Memorial Day weekend was earlier we had Eric jump into a pool wearing this American-flagged kind of whitey-tighties swimming trunks type of thing.
Yep, they say America on the band too.
He's still wearing them. They're still soaking wet, but he is in clothes.
We can't let you go home yet, Eric. By the way, great job jumping into the pool with no splash this morning.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was funny.
The only pool splash that didn't happen happens on this show. So what we did was we brought the ladies in from our sales department. Hello, ladies.
Hey.
I love this.
We're gonna play a trivia game with you guys. Okay, and for every question you get wrong,
every question you get
wrong, he removes
a piece of clothing.
Yes.
Piece of clothing.
Until he reveals to you fine young ladies his tidy whities.
Socks and shoes do not count.
Well, they could just get every one of them wrong on purpose, though.
I would probably do the same if I was in their position. Okay, everybody excited to be at work today on a Friday for this game?
Hey!
We have Jessica, we have Ashley, we have Alexa, and Ginger in the studio this morning. How many of you have a man in your life who wouldn't be happy that you're in here right now? No hands are going up.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all agreeing participants. Everybody wants to do this.
How many of you have a man in your life and you just don't care what he thinks?
We got some hands up.
All right, so first one up will be Jessica. If you get this question wrong, Jessica, he will remove a piece of clothing. What are you going to remove first, Eric?
My belt.
Belt first, okay.
That's boring.
All right.
Boring.
What was the first state to officially recognize Memorial Day?
Oh, this is easy.
Virginia.
Virginia's your guess?
Yeah.
I am so sorry. That is incorrect. New York was the first state. The belt is coming.
He whipped that belt off, man. Whipped it off.
Up next is Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Ashley and Jessica, somewhat new to the radio station, so welcome to your favorite morning show.
Thank you.
This is our way of saying hi and welcome. All right, Ashley, Memorial Day was declared a federal holiday on what year? 1968, 1971, or 1975?
1971.
She said 1971.
Are you sure that's the answer you really want to give? Do you want to
1968.
Yeah, final answer. Yes. 1968. That answer is incorrect. 1971 was the right answer. It was so close.
Yes. All right. What's that? What's next, Muscles? What are you taking off? Let's go shirt. Let's go shirt.
Hey, there it is. He is shirtless.
He's shirtless in here.
By the way, for those who don't know what Eric looks like, we call him Muscles around here.
Yeah.
What do you ladies think? That's not a bad body, right?
It's all right.
Is this even legal? I don't even know.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably
who's
not.
Who's up next? Alexa.
Hey.
Hey. How are you? A veteran of the radio station sales department back there. True or false, Memorial Day is also celebrated in other countries.
False.
I love
264. My love, love. Is that the answer you want to get?
False, right? Mm. It can't. Memorial Day wouldn't be celebrated in other countries, would it?
I don't think so.
No, of course not. You are absolutely incorrect.
Oh, no.
Also celebrated in Canada. However, they call it something different. They call it Fallen Soldiers Day.
Oh, same concept. Same concept.
So what are you going to take off now?
Drop a muscle.
Oh, what's he have left? Because we have one more player.
That's true. That's only it? But then we still have another contestant.
I know. What's he have left?
He has socks and he has shorts.
All right. What, Alexa. Well, no, you don't have to get naked, please. Even I know when to draw the line.
Yeah.
Socks or shorts?
Do socks.
Socks! Okay, there you go. Take off your socks, buddy.
There we go.
And then Ginger, come on over to the microphone. Hi, Ginger.
You leave the cougar with the best part.
Ginger's the best. We love you, Ginger. Here we go. How much money will be spent on American Memorial Day this year? Will it be $48 million, $23 million, or $37 million in beer, hot dogs, and party chips?
Red.
Red?
Red? That is incorrect.
That's incorrect.
The correct answer is $48 million. Here he goes, ladies. Give it up.
Here we go.
Straight, so you know, I'm just hosting the game. There
straight
he is.
As a crooked line.
What was that, Alex?
I said straight as a crooked line.
There it is.
Anybody want to see if Eric knows how to dance?
Yeah!
Dance! Oh, thank you to all of our contestants, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Eric!
And happy Memorial Day! You should play this game at home.
Yeah! Eric is available for the home version. Absolutely. Would any of you ladies like to have an assistant for the day?
If he stays dressed like that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for playing, everybody. Eric, thank you so much.
Good job, bud.
You can get dressed now. Thank you, ladies.
Thank
All right.
You.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
There we go. Another fun game right here on the MRL show. Today is gonna be 5-1. Oh, my gosh. So much going on in the studio today. Most of it includes a man shirtless with American
clad.
Flag
oh,
underwear
no.
on.
Oh, no.
You can check out the video of our buddy Muscles, we call him. He's going to be up on KISS95.1.com, also at the MRL show. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter. You can go see the picture. Is the picture of him with our lucky losers up there yet, Roy?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it up now.
Okay. Did you guys see this story? This is crazy. And by the way, before we get out of here for the weekend, we want to hear from you on this. Does anybody have a tat mishap story? 704-570-9595.
Tat mishap, like misspelling?
Mm-hmm. Misspelling. Picture didn't come out great. You know, you wanted a motorcycle, but instead you got a scooter.
You know, I'm always afraid of the people that get, like, people's faces on their body, because I'm like, you're going to age, and your skin's going to sag, and then that face is going to age with you.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. If you have a tat mishap story, hey, producer Nicole, can you hear us?
No, she's listening to another station.
Something else. Hey, we have a question for you. You have a lot of tattoos. Were you ever nervous that you were going to have a misspelling or that the art wasn't going to turn out the way you want it? #tat fail.
No.
But you know who did just get a tap, Phil?
Who?
Casey's boyfriend.
Nah, what was it? You have to tell us this story.
Instead of clarity, it says charity. And that's not a lie.
Okay, so Casey's a mutual friend of the show, somebody that you guys don't know. But oh my gosh, what happened? How did he not catch that?
I don't know. See, when I got mine, because I have a few, I have like two pieces of writing on of my tattoos. And before I got tatted, my guy was like, double, triple check, look at the words, and make sure they're spelled correctly. Mm-hmm. And they were. But I guess that part didn't happen in this. So it says, from chaos comes charity.
What? Oh, my God. What?
That means nothing. That's not even close.
Chaos comes charity.
Can that be fixed?
Yeah, so he already fixed it.
Okay.
And he, like, covered up. I mean, now it says clarity, but now, I mean, when she shows me the picture, all I see is charity.
So who, like, who pays for that? Does the tattoo artist have to redo it for free, or does he have to go back in?
I mean, that's what I would assume, because it was like a half sleeve.
Okay. People are calling. We want to hear your tat fail, 704-570-9595. The reason why this comes up at all is a Swedish mother of two whose tattoo artist misspelled her son's name decided that it was easier and a lot less painful to just legally change the son's name to what the tattoo artist put on her.
How old were the kids?
She's 30. I don't know the name.
They're pretty young.
The age of the kids. But she had Nova and Kevin, and she got them put on her arm. So she visited the local tat shop, and she wanted to have her kids' names on there. Instead of the word Kevin, the artist put on the word Kelvin. The name Kelvin went up.
Oh, my gosh.
So she said she went back to the tat shop as soon as she noticed the typo, but the artist simply laughed and said that there was nothing he could do.
Whoa.
And then just offered her a refund. All she could do was go home and research ways to fix or remove the tat. So then she realized that the only viable solution was to, you know, go through laser sessions. Ooh. And she's like, I don't want to do that. So they just simply renamed their son.
To Kelvin.
To Kelvin.
Over a tattoo.
He's 2 years old at the time.
Well, at least he will know.
Well, isn't that confusing to him? You called him Kevin for 2 years of his life. Now he's Kelvin.
But it's not that different. You know,
you were hearing.
Hey, yeah. Oh, no, but we never called you Kevin. That's strange.
By the way, the more they thought about Kelvin, the more they liked it, according to this article.
Yeah.
But the tat was wrong, so they changed the kids' names.
Out of the two, like, names, you spelled the normal one wrong, you know?
Yeah, right? You had two shots.
Let's bring in Marley from Morganton. Marley, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Tell us about your tattoo mishap.
Okay, well, I got a tree. And it was supposed to be like a tree from Nightmare Before Christmas. Well, my tattoo artist went out on a smoke break and comes back in to finish the tattoo. Everything's crooked. The lines are all not straight. It's supposed to be a nice tree. It looks like a weeping willow. It turned out that her smoke break wasn't cigarettes.
Yeah,
clearly it was something else.
Clearly, because it looks horrible, but it hurt too bad to go get it fixed. And it's not a small tree. It's a tree from probably, like, my butt cheek all the way up almost to my armpit.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not just like, it's a letter. It's like a whole tree.
And that's on your back, so it's not even like you could see what she was doing the whole time. Right. You just have to trust that they're doing the right thing.
And I trusted the wrong person. I mean, I saw her work. She did great work. She did fabulous work. But my back looks like complete
crap.
Crap.
Yes. What are we going to do about it?
Well, you see, I don't know yet because I still had to pay her $350 to get that done, and it's still not finished. But now I'm going to have to get a cover-up of that to finish it.
Girl,
and
you need to call that.
So bad.
How do you cover up
you
your home?
You got to call that place and tell them you're not paying the $300.
You got to get Jason Stajanki from WSOC on the job, right? You got
to
get nine on your side.
Right.
I gotta,
anything
I janky, get on all my sides
Jason will...
It looks bad.
Thanks, Marley. Sorry to hear that. My tattoo is so janky.
So I'm going to call Jason to janky.
Her tattoo looked janky, so she contacted Jason Stajanki.
Is that his real last name?
Jason Stajanki.
Stajanki?
Yeah.
Anything that's janky, Jason Stajanki is on it, man. That's so funny. Let's bring in Emily from Statesville. Emily, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hi, Emily.
Good morning, y'all.
Tattoo fails. Go ahead.
I have a tattoo on my collarbone, and it's supposed to look like happiness, but the tattoo artist decided to get, like, fancy with the eye, and now it looks like a T, and my entire family picks on me, and they say it looks like happiness. And a best friend of mine actually went to the same tattoo artist after me, and she got an entire piece on her back, and it's supposed to be like a memorial for her grandfather because the day he died, like the sun had set, like it had been raining all day, and the sun came up, and it was really pretty. And he made the orange look like, or he made the sun look like an orange.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like it looked like
that's why we don't go.
Orange, I know.
Emily, none of us, the three of us, don't have any ink on us.
Oh my gosh!
But after one tattoo, if a tattoo artist did something wrong, like I wouldn't be referring my friends,
right?
So you're saying Emily was a bad friend?
No, I'm just saying, like, she might have, maybe she didn't know the friend was going, but maybe as a friend, you'd be a little bit more vocal about it.
Okay. Would you change Cash's name at this point if you got a big tat and and it said Cass instead of Cash?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You would make him fix the S.
I wouldn't pay for it, number one.
But it's still misspelled.
Yeah, there would be something covering it up.
Oh, man.
All right. There you go. Continue the conversation. We would love to hear about your tat fails at the MRL show.